Well, hello. Hey, come on in. Welcome to Shield Bash. I'm Britt. I'll be your GM. To my right,
Mark Washley playing. Oh, wait, that's not me.
Start over.
Neil playing Jarwin Triath, the human flame dancer bard. Glad to be back.
Will playing Nath Vendekar, the human monk.
Jason playing Tam Westcrown. I hope there's treasure.
Throwback there, huh?
Hello, this is Curtis playing Not Artemis, a.k.a. Ronin.
And Pete playing Meta.
How you guys doing?
Six in a row.
Yeah. Six for six.
He's not on bad, fire.
Bro. Not like literally, though.
Well, thank goodness. Because I'm sitting right next to him. I wouldn't like that so much.
Wow.
Hey. You watch it. How you guys doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. How are you?
Oh, I can't complain.
I can teach you how.
Oh, I know how, but thanks. Yeah. No, the question is, who would listen? You know, that's not what they tune in for.
I know two creatures would.
Both of those people that listen to us.
At least two creatures would listen to you complain. Your dog, Harley. And your roommate, Neil.
And Neil. There it is.
You know my phone number.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing I was going to tell you. I got a new phone number, guys.
Oh, you want to give it on air?
It's
1-800 none of your fucking business.
867-5309. Just ask for Jenny.
Jenny.
I'm not a smart man, Jenny, but I know what love is.
Was that the Lou Rawls version of Forrest Gump? What was that? Well, who wants to recap us?
Can I interject something real quick?
Sure.
Okay. So, after listening to several podcasts, I wanted to say thank you to two people. One, Kurt, thank you for letting us record at your house. Britt, thank you for GMing.
I try, such as it is. You're welcome. May I ask, brings this gratitude?
The general reminder recently that players tend to be ungrateful bitches.
Oh.
So, thanks for GMing, because you're going to hear me bitching and complaining a lot, so you might as well make sure that you also know that I am grateful.
Okay. Fairly spoken and accepted. And you're welcome. All right. Interjection. Anybody else have any interjections?
No, I'm just going to bitch without saying thanks.
Okay. We expect it from you, Pete. So here we are, Smuggler Shiv.
Shivving smugglers.
In the last time I remember, you found the ever-elusive lighthouse. You found the MIA Jarwin. And then went and took a nap, maybe?
Killed the Red Mountain Devil.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Forgot about that poor bastard. There he was, just trying to survive, get some blood. Somebody had to shiv him.
It is in the name of the location.
Yeah.
It was his fault for being here.
Self-written prophecy. Prophecy. Yes, prophecy. And then you went and took a nap, right?
After some truly wonderful character moments, yes.
Oh, well, we've got to have a highlight reel of that, right?
Yes. It's called episodes 33 and 34.
Oh, is that the ones where it was mostly roleplay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what I thought.
Please watch and listen.
Listen. Or will set you on fire.
Do you smell something?
It's the new plan.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really good plan.
We got this thing going on YouTube now, too. I forgot. I keep forgetting to mention. Sorry, Will. Thank you for your efforts there.
Not a problem at all. We are actually nearly caught up, and I'm looking forward to only editing one episode per 2 weeks as opposed to three.
Definitely thank you for your efforts. So what then you guys decided to explore a little more, and it was in the dark of night, and it was under stealth conditions, correct?
Attempted to, yes.
Okay.
We fought some skeletons.
Uh-huh.
And then we went into what we now know to be the witch's hut.
Oh, and the witch.
Shanked her real bad. And then we stopped.
Yeah, she ain't coming back.
Good.
Interject Mission Impossible music here.
I want to loot her body, please.
So Kurt said, interject Mission Impossible music here.
Yep, we can't really do that, probably.
30 seconds, right?
We got 30 seconds.
Kurt is now lamenting how we probably can't do that. Since the listener can't hear Kurt because he's talking too quietly, I'll be rephrasing what he says.
Theater of the mind, man.
That's not how it works.
What's a mind, man?
All right, so you guys want to explore her workshop?
No, I want
in
to...
In the dark of night, or...
I want to loot her.
Jarwin wants to explore her body.
Yes, thoroughly.
Well, I sent you a picture of her, didn't I?
Yeah, that's not what I want. Fact,
I don't think Jarwin cares.
Jarwin does care. He has a Sasha.
We will check her body. We will check her hut, both rooms. Also, listener, Artemis is not gone. He's just gone for a few episodes.
Yeah, scheduling snafu, miscommunication, who knows?
More loot for us.
Woo! The silence is deafening.
That's okay. Your OG rogue is still here.
Yeah.
The stabbings will still occur.
Just not from him, because he can't hit anything ever, even if it's already dead.
But if I do hit it, I can do piercing damage.
Which dance is that?
Snake's dance.
Snick.
All right. I'm looking for... You know, this AP is well-written, but not nearly as well organized. Give me a moment.
So what you need to do is just get yourself a DM assistant.
Oh, if we ever start a Patreon.
It's not currently in the budget.
Yeah. Just think, listeners, that could be you.
Is that exciting? If it is, contact us.
We don't have a way for you to contact us, but do it.
Do you like hours of thankless work? Are you looking forward to trudging through paperwork? This could be an opportunity for you.
We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, aren't we?
Yes.
Okay.
Excellent benefits packages.
And we have an email address, all of which are listed both in the description and listed at the end of every episode. Also, we don't pay travel expenses.
But so, you get to be friends with all of us.
Beautiful downtown farmer city.
But on a plus side.
we have ice cold water and there might be beer in the fridge.
Yeah, typically.
Probably whiskey.
Nah, I'm working on that. So chances are getting slimmer and slimmer as we go.
Because it's the last bottle of whiskey in the world.
Exactly.
Correct.
The last one.
Okay. That witch, by the way, has a name. I'll have you know.
We don't Not
know.
Anymore.
We don't care.
Malakadna.
Okay, I carve Malakadna into her stomach.
So you're labeling her?
Jarwin does not enjoy that.
Twisted bastard.
Hey, Tam can't actually know what her name is just by killing her, so...
No, yeah.
Obviously doesn't happen.
I'm just messing with you, the players, you know. Yeah, she's... I don't care about special abilities right now. What am I looking for?
Combat gear. Should be near the bottom of her entry.
There was that wand, was there not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Well, fights to the death. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Vampiric touch.
Minus a charge or two?
Yep. Yep, 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 yep. And,
How many charges?
Yeah, you know, I kind of figured you'd be asking me that.
502?
No. And it's not one of those Eberron wands like we were talking about off mic.
But hey, you are a GM. You can
I could, but not going to happen, Neil.
503, then.
No. What we're going to do is let the dice decide.
Oh, God. It's going to have one charge.
Dangerous. Can anyone else roll that?
No.
Do like 2d20 since maximum charge is 50?
No, but I'll tell you what.
Roll percentile dice and just double it no matter what it is.
He rolls 2 20s, you get 2
I'll charges. Give you advantage on 2 d20s. You ready?
2 1s, here we go.
No, I'm not. I said I'm not ready. Stop rolling.
I'm not rolling yet.
Okay.
He's just warming Say when. Up.
He's just playing with his dice.
Can you hear it?
I wasn't ready.
10.
See?
You get 10
can somebody
charges.
Else, can somebody else roll that, please?
No. The other die was a 2.
That is why I said that.
He's like, I gave you advantage. Shut up, Neil.
You rolled below average.
Shut up, Neil.
That's why we made him the GM. Me. That way he can't kill
Watching
anybody.
Watching you, Pope.
Yeah, so I wasn't paying attention. What's the wand of?
Vampiric touch.
Shut up.
Wishes.
Vampiric touch, indeed.
Wand of vampiric
10
wishes.
Charges. No more for you. Okay, that's her name. Covered that. This is what she does during battle. Yep. Don't care about that. Over and done.
Like I said, check near the bottom of her entry.
Yep. There was that monkey. Wonder what happened to it. Must have scampered off saying, I am finally free! That's my guess, anyway.
It's not going to get very far. There's probably more Cannibals.
It's probably more chupacabras.
It actually goes off and starts a monkey society. Yeah. Meets a little jungle boy, tries to get him to bring him fire. It's a whole thing.
So, that vampiric touch wand, the only one who might be able to use it, I think, is going to be me.
Actually, I can use it because I have UMD.
Which are UMD at?
13.
Nice.
Bath can use it, too.
Thanks.
As a way to start a fire.
I mean, technically, Tam could try to use it. She's got UMD as well.
I have a +7.
I'm the lowest.
Uh-huh.
Decide amongst yourselves.
I already stole it.
Okay, that's Cannon. He's got it. Really? She's got nothing in the hut, man. It's Bonesville.
That was all she had on her was the wand?
Pretty much.
She doesn't have any armor or anything?
Or a really nice staff?
That's fine.
No ring?
Most of her combat was cackles and hexes and stuff like that.
No cloak?
What about the hut itself? You said it was full of reagents and such.
You find various ingredients, in quotes. A mortar and pestle, which is, you know, brew pot, a very small version.
Cauldron.
Cauldron, yeah. Yeah, that's the word. Yeah.
Out of curiosity.
Yes?
What feats and hexes did she have?
Do you want to know?
Yeah, that's why I asked.
Get technical.
Wow.
Hey, Will, can I borrow one of your dice for a minute?
Yeah. Not that one.
That's the one laced to C4. No!
During combat, she prefers to avoid melee, but you guys didn't give her much choice.
She didn't give her much choice.
Yeah. She likes to use spells and hexes, but as soon as she takes any damage, she whips out the wand and starts tapping folks with that. She had cackle, so evil eye.
Thank you.
And she had a familiar, too.
Thanks. The monkey that ran away? Whose back is it on
could
now?
Could be. So, there you have it. But yeah, there's nothing mechanic-wise in this hut that you could use to your advantage, even if you were an alchemist. Sorry. What do you want to do now?
Are the plants and such in here, are they dried?
The vast majority of them, yes.
I'll do this in character. So, what do you guys think? Do you want to continue on and see if we can find more people or some people sleeping? Or would you like to try and draw them here?
If we try to draw them here, is that playing with fire?
In my mind, literally.
I like this idea.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but you singing still allows us to see through fog, right?
Yes, including smoke and fire.
Then, if we were to draw them here, then that would probably be in our best interest to reduce their visibility, but not ours. And I have a new spell today that could be fun.
Sounds good to me.
What spell is that, Meta? So we can all plan this out together.
If you're worried about me losing my skin, it's not that one.
No, I just want to know what to expect. If you don't have, like, a name for it, that's fine, but at least tell me roughly what it does.
It's,
Please?
It allows us all to bind our life force together so anyone injured can steal from the others and stay conscious,
a.k.a. life pact.
All right.
Okay.
So here's my general thought. We hide in the woods and burn this place to the ground, and then when they come running to check, we stab them and punch them.
Hey, can I do the fire part?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But what does everybody think about that idea?
I think it is a wonderful plan.
The other thought I had was have the obscuring mist prepared, and when we see people coming, use that, and then I'll start my performance, and we can just go to town.
That would go part of that plan, but yeah.
Is that good then, yes?
Well, what do you two think about trying to draw them here by burning the cottage down?
Well, as long as we can see through the smoke, I'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
All right. So we should probably go into the woods and let Jarwin burn it to the ground.
I am out of obscuring mists for the day, but I have something that lasts much longer.
Okay.
Is it going to be as effective?
Yes.
Solid All fog? Right.
It's just called fog cloud. The only difference that I can see is the duration.
Yeah, solid fog is the other one that actually has different effects, too.
So Tam moves out of the hut and just into the tree line off the path and will hide over there and wait for people to start pouring. Hopefully, they'll come down the path.
Nath is going further down the path to enclose them once they're in.
Wicked smart.
Ronan?
Ronan is going to cast a spell and move into the tree line.
So Kurt said he's going to have Ronan cast a spell and then move into the tree line.
Meta will move into the tree line about 10 feet away from Tam, watching the path to cast Fog Cloud as soon as she sees enemies.
Actually, I'm going to make that two spells.
Okay. Are we already ready already?
So to recap, we got people buffing up. We got one in the hut going to set it on fire. And spells are at the ready, correct?
The trap is set.
The first spell that I'm going to cast is going to be Bless.
Bless?
Well, and don't do that until I'm outside of the hut, or it won't affect me because of walls.
That's fine. And the other, I'll flip them then. I'm going to cast Divine Favor and Bless.
Divine Favor lasts for 1 minute, period, not per level. I'm looking at the card right here if you want it.
Well, then I'll wait for the Divine Favor till I see an enemy.
So Kurt said he's going to wait for the Divine Favor until he sees an enemy.
And he's going to wait for the Bless for me to come out. Me as in Jarwin. So are we all ready to go, guys?
Britt, do you want stealth checks to hide?
Yes.
Meta got 17 on stealth.
Hey, Pete, you want to guess what my first roll was? Yeah, nat 20.
I'm going to change that. When I said it was I meant magic weapon is the one that lasts per level. I'll cast it first, so that way I have it on. And then when he comes out, I'm going to cast Bless. And then when we see the first enemy, that's when I'll cast Divine Favor.
Okay. Keep me straight on that. Natural 20, you say, Jarwin? What's your total? Just 20, curious.
28.
Okay. Anybody else?
I had the opposite. I had a natural 1, so I have Tam has an 11.
11 it is. Yep.
Nath also got a natural 1, so he's got a 5.
5 it is.
Hey, Britt.
Yes.
Roughly how long would you say that we've been in this? Got into the camp and everything.
Well, you're a better judge of that, having just edited the last episode, honestly. But I remember chatting off air with you, and we said currently it was like 3 a.m.?
Yes.
Okay. In the episode before that, we were rescuing Jarwin, fighting the... No,
I meant this incursion.
Oh, just now. I see. Well, we picked up right as you defeated Malakadna.
Yes.
And you explored that. I would say, 20 minutes maybe?
Okay.
Fair enough?
Yeah, no, I'm just curious because Kurt had put magic weapon on on his stuff earlier.
Okay.
And Artemis' stuff, so I was just going to remind him if it had been less than 4 minutes that he didn't need to cast it a third time.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, if it's been that long. It's been a while. I don't remember.
So Kurt just said it's been a while. He doesn't remember.
Yeah, it's, for the listener, not that long, maybe. A couple weeks. But for us, it's been about a month. So, yeah, there is that. So, you got the buffs up. We got the stealth checks rolled. I'm not even doing perception just yet. We're going to keep those stealth checks for now.
Nath is like the trees. Very still. Very visible.
Okay, so you've set your trap.
While they're all out there stealthing and preparing all that stuff, I'm basically dumping all of these containers and dry ingredients and shit like on the bed, and then I'm going to spark the bed and then leave.
Good, good, good. So it's kindling on the bed, is it?
You should make sure the witch is near it, too, so her body
The witch is on the bed as well.
Okay.
That's where we beat her down at.
Yeah, she was on the bed. We abused her mercilessly.
Yeah, that was ugly. Just ugly.
Okay. She's ugly.
Well, yeah.
She was very
Did
ugly.
Did you see her? This didn't help.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to see it anymore. That's why she's on the bed with all her ingredients.
I just don't want her to be able to come back.
that's the real reason for it. I was just being snarky.
I just think it's hilarious. We left Jarwin in there alone with her.
I've got Sasha. It's fine.
As we left, I heard him say something about, she's still warm?
Wow.
Ew. Ew.
Gross.
It's weird when thinking that it's the blood he's talking about is the less revolting thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
So makes things all slippery.
I'm going to forego the perceptions until the fire is lit.
Okay, if you guys are ready, I'm gonna...
Yeah,
spark right, it.
Here we go.
I really do hope you guys brought your A game, because this is a crazy plan you got going here.
Fire on. Yep.
I brought a game. It's kind of like A game.
We got this.
Spark.
Did you just say flame on?
I said fire on because I didn't want to copyright.
Oh, lordy.
Yeah, we want to continue doing this, so.
So, spark.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk perception in a minute, shall we?
I would rather not.
Come on.
Yeah, can we just skip that?
You're the crunchy guy, Neil. What does perception say about nighttime and negatives?
It's minus one every 10 feet, correct?
Yes, there is no specific penalty listed for night.
Okay.
Especially since lighting conditions can still vary so much at night, depending on cloud cover versus full moons. But generally speaking, darkness limits a person to full cover within 5 feet and not being able to see anything past that unless they have low light or dark vision.
Okay.
Now, an exception to this would be the fire would be easier to see in the darkness.
And the fire will take about 1 minute, probably, I'm guessing, before the hut itself catches on fire.
Oh, at least, yeah.
And that is when they'll probably start hearing it and seeing it. So just so you know about on your buffs and all that.
Now, sleeping is what, a negative 20?
Yes.
Unless they have...
unless they have specific things, abilities, yes, alter it. But in general, it's a negative 20.
Right. Okay. So a little time passes. Then the hut becomes...
I will move away once it starts actually on fire.
I was going to say, because on the board, you're right next to the hut still.
I was watching the fire.
Make sure it went off.
No. He comes Make back sure. in at like every 30 seconds. Motherfucker, why won't this light?
Suddenly,
bring the charcoal lighter fluid.
Suddenly, Jarwin comes chimney. Screaming, running out of the hut. Flames abroad.
See, I went another way. It's like he's not watching to make sure it goes off. He's watching to make sure he gets off. Fire!
He's some kind of kinky goblin. When
it all gets done, Ronan looks at Tam and goes, "That's what you meant by handy."
Yes, but generally you pay someone else to do it for you.
That's really convenient.
Good lord. Okay, so, the hut.
Don't believe I'll be needing a handy.
It's ablaze. And as soon as it reaches massive volume to where
pyre.
You can see it between the foliage and the undergrowth and all the other stuff over at the watchtower, if you recall, on the opposite end of the Throom Thang camp, you hear a bell. You get the idea.
Can you do that
the
again?
The fire brigade appears.
No, no, it's just two guys in black pants and white shirts that are going to come. Coming from the watchtower.
One of them just keeps casting create water. The other one's got a bucket and keeps coming.
So, now... stuff starts to happen.
Flash!
Oh. He saved every one of us.
Okay, so speaking of nostalgia here, did you guys know that Kevin Smith is going to make a He-Man and Masters of the Universe show for Netflix?
Yes, I heard that, and I'm super excited.
Yeah, so am I. The voice cast on it is absolutely stupendous.
I haven't seen the voice cast, though, but I saw it, and I was like, oh my god, this is going to be awesome.
It's the article I was reading was because Mark Hamill signed on for it.
Is he going to be in it?
Yeah.
Oh, that is awesome.
We need a P.O. box.
We have an official shipping address.
We do?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
It's the same as the Knights of the Octagon.
Is it?
Yeah.
I did not know.
The more you know.
For any listener who wants to send us stuff, it's 305 East High Street, Farmer City, Illinois, 61842.
Please no white powders. Please no bombs. Thank you.
I'm okay with bombs as long as they don't go off.
Well, that's not a bomb if it doesn't go off.
No bombs.
Yeah, we're not condoning the sending of bombs through the U.S. Postal Service.
That's what I'm getting at here.
Just as a rule.
Or any company. UPS, FedEx, I think DHL still operates in some places.
They sure do. One of my friends is a driver for them.
They're corporate. They can handle it.
Yeah, but I'm the one who has to check the fucking mail.
That's why I said the at the beginning there, no white powders and no bombs.
Yeah, but I'm saying this about Will. She's like, yeah, send Jason bombs. Fuck you, Will.
He is the weird guy that plays with snakes.
No, that's Nath.
Who is played by Will.
It's not the same person.
Are you sure? Because they say every character you play, there's a little bit of you in them.
So, GM, do you have enough pieces? I only count 32 so far.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Your counting is off.
There is a lot of people on this board right now.
Once you get them all set
it's
up,
only
you
13.
You might take a picture of it for the start of the fight that kills us all.
That'd be awesome.
Yump too.
Yeah. Can you imagine when we sent that message to Mark? Like, hey, TPK.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, send him the picture too.
He'd be like, the one time I don't show up,
my team needed me. Damn it.
No, yeah. I could have died too.
Because obviously
that's probably more like it.
Because obviously we haven't needed him in the past either. I mean, when he comes through and one-shots an enemy for us.
Yeah, well, you know.
These figs are, no, they're not figs. They're cardboard cutout representations.
Pawns, I think is the technical term.
They look fantastic, by the way. Good job, Britt.
Thanks. I did a great job with the numbers on them all, didn't I?
Yeah, way to use a printer.
Yeah.
17, I count 17.
He already told us there was 13.
Well, sorry, there's a 21.
Dude, are you meds bothering you? Or? You okay?
I was just going off by the numbers on the cards.
The numbers do not. Guys.
Oh, so you didn't actually count them.
So there are 11 regular-looking ones, and then an additional 12th one up in the watchtower. Is printing off pamphlets. And then another one that's all red-haired, who is probably the one from the previous vignette.
What's his number?
One, the loneliest number.
Yes, he is one. He is number one.
Do these numbers indicate the number of times they've had sex?
No. They're their social ranking.
So
that's
what happened awesome. To number two and three and four? Two and
is
five
probably the witch.
Six.
You've defeated them already.
Yeah.
So the skeletons were three, four, five, and six. I get it now.
Somebody had to be at the top.
They do like to bone.
Don't like meat, but they sure like the bone. Roll for initiative.
Oh, good news. I got an initiative.
Hey, good news, Pete. Want to guess what I rolled?
A natural 20.
An 18.
I nearly got a natural 20. Then it shifted over to an 8.
Yeah, don't you hate that? There are times when I'm like, oh, man, I almost got a 20. And then it's like, well, what'd you roll, a 2? They're like, how is that almost a 20? I'm like, they're right next to each other.
Yep.
I don't know what part of that is confusing.
Well, I'm not confused.
You won't be after the next episode of Soap.
Of TPK Cast.
Yeah, that's a throwback nobody's going to get. So that's why I do it.
That's from black and white TV time?
Yeah, almost.
Silent movie times.
Almost.
Movie by record player.
What do they used to call them? Sonophones or something like that?
Phonographs.
There, that's the one I was looking for. Look at this phonograph. It's probably from the 1800s.
I remember that song differently.
Yeah, me too.
Oddly enough, still what the IRS uses for their tax records.
Ooh.
Oh.
Stop rolling your D20, Will.
I don't want to. It's new, and it's rolling like crap.
Hey, I saw an 18 when I rolled it.
Just warming it up.
You Relax. Were simply batting it around my box.
Like a cat.
Whoa, 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 TMI.
It's not my fault you can't find the hole.
Whoa. Nice.
Shots fired.
So when I was at the ER the other day.
No, I think we need to let this one sit for a second.
This is good. It's right on target too. When I was at the ER the other night, the nurse was trying to put my bracelet on. She's like, man, I can't find the hole. And I said, welcome to being a man.
No.
You have no mercy for an ER nurse.
Her face went red, and then she just, like, squeaked, and then put the bracelet on and left. It was amazing.
I forgot one, sorry.
Hey, the monkey is back on the board.
Not that he's consequential or anything, but...
Hey, it's a monkey.
Probably a higher level spellcaster than the witch was.
Could be. Okay.
It's a necromancer.
Okay.
He's currently in the hut trying to pee out the fire.
That would explain the poor visual aesthetic to the witch.
All right. Ronan, what'd you get?
I got an 18.
18. Meta.
12.
Tim.
I got a 10.
Ooh. Nath.
12.
Wow. What's your mod?
4.
Meta.
2.
Okay. And Jarwin.
22.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I lied. That's a 3, which makes me at 11.
It's too late. Paper's already been done.
Nope.
Sorry, Kurt. That means Britt.
That means
the end result is the same.
No, it's not.
No, Meta goes first now.
Yep.
No.
Ha-ha.
I'm sorry. It's hard to talk on the microphone and look down when you're sitting this tall. You're right.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, so Meta goes first. Nath.
I'm just glad your attack bonus isn't -1 anymore.
You mean your base attack bonus, right?
Yes, but the actual is not much higher.
Well, as long as it's above -1, I can be happy.
Oh, yeah. It's 5.
I'm good with that.
In the same topic, Meta's melee attack bonus is now not negative.
It's 0?
It is 0.
Congratulations. Was that from level 4?
Yes.
Good job.
-2 strength mod plus +2 BAB.
Yeah, nice.
I'm so glad we have this plan now.
Me too.
So Meta, you do have Fireball, right?
No.
Nath is going to be in Crane stance, by the way.
I would expect nothing less. Ooh.
That's why it's so easy to see. He's just standing between two trees with one leg up and arms in the air.
I'm going.
Keeps trying to catch frogs.
You might have to give me a disguise check. I don't know. You trying to look like a tree or what?
I told you. He's standing there. He's just trying to be a tree. He doesn't have tree stance, but...
Oh, those things that lift other things. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that too.
Technically, I still have color spray available.
I think we might need it.
Yeah, we might need that one here.
I was hoping, actually, because that's probably going to be super fucking useful.
Well, the other Bardic Masterpiece I have is going to help a whole lot because it gives us fast healing, so maybe that'll help.
I've got plenty of healing options.
Oh, I'm just saying, like, that I can at least help.
The other thing, too, here is I can't imagine these guys are going to come running up ready for an ambush or whatever, because...
Yes. Because there is a fire going on.
Yeah, so they're probably going to come running up. At least the first few are probably going to come running up to try to put it out, or at least just look.
And there's a chance that they'll think the fog that pops up is just smoke.
That's what I was thinking. Since it's not mist, it's fog. It's totally a different thing.
Mm-hmm. Fog. It's big. It's
wait. Did you already cast that or?
No, it's my ready for when I can see enemies.
Okay, I just wanted to know for decisions.
It does emanate per round, correct?
No.
As in it gets larger per round, right?
I'll double check, but I don't believe so.
That's a weird spell. What is it called? Mushroom fog?
No, it starts in the first 10-foot square you pick, and then it gets larger up, gets gradually larger. I thought that's the one you said you were doing, fog cloud.
In Pathfinder, it's not like that. It's
it
maximum.
It poofs out.
Yeah, here with the 3.5.
No, right. There is one in Pathfinder that does that.
Yeah, that's my bad then.
Let's see, it says, fog spreads in 20-foot radius. A bank of fog billows out from the point of designation, obscuring, yada, yada, yada. Moderate wind of 11-plus miles per hour dissipates it in 4 rounds. Stronger winds does not function underwater. It doesn't say anything about continuing to spread.
Okay.
And why doesn't it function underwater? That's just silly.
Solid fog does, though.
It's vapor.
Because it's actually, like, solid material.
In liquid. So, yeah, there's that.
You have to burn it to walk through it.
I don't know. I'm no physicist. But I'm just going to say, they probably got it right.
Oh, yeah, they probably did.
Okay.
Just got to hassle somebody. Ow. In like a full 10 seconds.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that is my major concern in Pathfinder, is whether or not the physics makes sense.
Yeah.
Who's going to create fire out of thin air? Was that you, Jarwin?
Yes. Okay. Exactly.
Yes, I did that.
Exactly. Speaking of Jarwin, he is at the top.
Prepare
round.
Well,
one.
Do we actually see the enemies?
Give me a perception.
Well, we can't see them where they're through because they have solid walls.
You in particular, ma'am.
Well, they have solid walls.
You may be able
still,
to,
right?
But it's, solid walls. You might be able to see a few.
So that's a perception of 21 for Meta.
21 at night through the other foliage.
She does have dark vision, remember?
She does?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. That does make a difference.
I think Ronan does too, right?
Yes.
Kurt's giving a thumbs
yes,
up.
Yes,
Ronan's on the other side of the burning hut, however. So Ronan may not see anything except for flames. Meta is in position to possibly see something. And it was a 21?
That is correct.
It's hard to say how this burning hut would affect dark vision. What do you guys think?
It would actually allow me to see farther because it would give light, and then after the light ends, I'd get 60 feet.
Okay. Then, yeah, you see some couple of guys shuffling around. Yeah, I'll give you that.
Then, while not probably optimal, my ready to action would go off.
Okay. Did you have that going before combat?
Yes, that was his prepared action before combat.
It's probably best, actually, so if we want it to be believable, as opposed to, like, they walk there and then all of a sudden a whole bunch of fog just appears out of nowhere to have it already be there.
Yeah. All right.
That's a rather large area.
I'll allow it. Jeez. What are we looking at? Like 60 20 feet?
20-foot radius. I wasn't aware you're casting on that side, so Jarwin would actually be over on that side with you guys.
Hands off the chest piece.
It's my mistake.
Well, luckily it's your turn first.
Yep.
And that goes up how high?
20 feet.
Okay.
Fog is out there.
It's fogging in here. And Jarwin.
Jarwin's going to move to join the other guys and have a prepared action of when combatants become within range for combat for us, I will start singing the musics.
Okay. And so you have moved up right between Tam and Ronan. And that would make it my turn.
So our illustrious GM is moving his horde of people. Some of them are moving into the fog that came from the obviously on fire hut. And moving around so they can see the hut better, it looks like.
This is actually pretty fortuitous that you had fog cloud instead of obscuring mist, because the hut would burn away obscuring mist.
That's a good point. I didn't even think of that one. Coincidentally, I have fog cloud prepared again for today.
Nice.
And for the GM and listeners, it will last 40 minutes.
It's going to be like San Francisco in here.
You mean like shit and needles all over the street?
No, I meant like lots of fog.
Good thing you've got it prepared twice. This one might not last long enough.
Cannibals are spreading out as they come, probably trying to avoid the fire.
Fire, fire.
Because, fire.
That one is not trying to avoid fire.
Those two appear to be standing in the fire currently.
Oh no, we're being surrounded by cannibals.
It's called a target-rich environment.
Yes. Yes, it is.
We're not surrounded. They are.
We're not stuck on this island with them. They're stuck on this island with us.
Yeah, we killed the Chupacabra.
Yeah, and their witch, and a bunch of their allies.
Yeah, and then we're going to kill all of them.
That's the plan.
Next time, Gadget.
Actually, that'll probably happen next episode.
Looks like they're running.
It'll take the GM about that long to move all these pieces another turn.
Which is fine, because that's good planning for us. Gives Kurt lots of time to figure out what he's going to do on his turn.
Are they going into the pen where the skeletons used to be?
Oh, God, my arm's tired now. Okay. So, that's...
No, my prepared action would go off now.
You already had your damn turn.
No, my prepared action would go off now.
You should have led with that, should you not?
I did. I said I moved, and then my prepared action is going to be when enemies are in range, I am going to start dancing.
Okay, dance. Dance, monkey, dance!
All right, I'm dancing in Sparkers.
Okay. Okay. It would now be Ronan's turn.
Ronan, did you do your prepared action to cast in whatever that 1 minute spell was?
That's happening currently.
Well, your prepared action would go off before your turn, is what I'm saying.
Ah, is that how we want to rule that?
Yeah, that's how that works.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then I would also be doing a swift action and activating my judgment of destruction, which gives me a +2 to damage. I will 5 foot step sideways, and I'm going to shoot number 20 twice.
Okay.
To hit number 20 with the first arrow.
20.
I got a 30.
I think that's going to hit. Just going to go out on a limb. Yeah.
Don't forget your inspired courage is affecting you as well.
Oh, sorry, 31.
And +1 damage.
Oh, sadly, that doesn't hit.
Yeah, it loops back around to a miss.
So the first arrow does 10 points of damage. Does he drop?
They have 12 hit points.
Do they?
For the listeners, our illustrious prepared GM actually has character sheets for these enemies in hand.
Yeah, this is going to go well.
Yeah.
Each of the enemies has their own sheet.
He still stands.
30 for the second arrow?
Judging by the stack of character sheets, I would say yes.
Yes. But wait a minute. Let me make sure I understood this. You cast, you moved, and shot? Or well, did you not move?
The cast was prepared action. It's so not part of the turn.
That's fair. Before. That's fair.
And now he's shooting
and
twice.
Then his judgment is a swift action. And
judgment swift. Okay. It wasn't a cast. Okay, gotcha.
And I got, for the second arrow, I did 11 points of damage.
11. He stands still.
Does he stand still or does he still stand?
Both. Okay.
So these guys are obviously tougher than the others.
It would appear so. Oh, my turn again.
Wait a second. That whole group of baddies was not all of them?
Yeah, the leader acts on his own initiative, I'm guessing.
There's another baddie in the back that hasn't moved.
He's the smelly one. Nobody likes him, so they make him stand in the tower.
Is he the guy that refuses to bathe?
No, he's just the guy that got stuck on guard duty, darn it. Now it is Meta's turn.
So, I was going to cast Life Pack this turn, but due to them all going that way, I will instead move up behind my companion, Tam, and cast Fog Cloud again.
Uh-oh.
For you listeners at home, we have two giant balls of...
Two giant balls, yeah. Great.
Crowd, I like
of big crowd
balls.
Control.
Hell of a place to put a comma.
Of crowd control on the screen, on the scene now to help us with these 37 enemies against our five.
37.
So if we'd pulled somebody like number 20 when we did, like when we first fought the cannibals in this camp, we probably wouldn't have done this, but hopefully that one's exceptional.
I was just thinking that actually too.
Yeah, they all have class levels. Wonderful.
Hey, it's okay. We have class levels too.
You got more class levels than they got.
We definitely have more class than they have.
Oh, absolutely.
Britt let you guys pick a class? All right.
That explains a lot, Will.
You know what? It was a little expensive, but, you know.
So, Meta moves up, casts Fog Cloud again, covering pretty much the entire area on this half of the map with fog so that the enemies can't see us, but because Jarwin is singing, "Looky, looky," we can all see through the fog.
Yeah,
and they can hear Jarwin.
They can hear him dance?
Yeah. So, Meta has cast more fogs. That would make Nath's turn.
Nath is going to delay.
Very well.
Oh, as a free action, Meta will whisper to her companions, "Let them come to us."
That's almost seductive. Tam, Jason, what are you doing?
So Tam has her sword out already.
Yes.
She moves up 5 feet, which costs her 10 feet of movement because of the difficult terrain in the jungle.
Yes.
While she's moving, she pulls out a small little bag and then empties that bag into a square, and it is now caltrops on the path.
And you marked on our map where exactly?
Yep, so anybody who enters that space that is not wearing at least medium or heavy armor...
The blue spot here that says cattle.
Yes, okay. The caltrops get an automatic attack against them.
Yes.
They do. It's basically them with their touch AC.
Right.
So just their dex, no deflection modifiers either.
Mm-hmm.
And if it hits, they stop moving and take a point of damage.
Owie. It's like stepping on a Lego.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And then they get surrounded.
Don't they... Don't the movement get hobbled, or is that the upgraded caltrops?
Oh, no, that's true. If they take damage from it, their speed is reduced by half.
Copy that. Then we are at the top of round two. Jarwin has the first go.
Jarwin is going to end his performance as a free action, and it will maintain for an additional 4 rounds.
Do you have to let it linger?
I do.
Do you have to?
I do have to let it linger. And then he is going to activate his Bardic Masterpiece of Battle Song of the People's Revolt to give everyone outflank.
What does outflank do?
It gives your allies a +4 bonus on flank rather than +2, and if an ally that threatens confirms a critical hit, all allies that threaten the same target get a free attack as an attack of opportunity.
Britt's eyes have gone wide.
It does some stuff.
That's just really kind of complicated. So, okay, you guys flank me.
Yes.
You get instead of the +2,
we get
you get 4.
Yes.
So you double up that.
Yes.
And what was the rest of that garbage?
If someone confirms a crit on that target, all allies with the teamwork feat get a free attack against them, but it counts as an attack of opportunity. So, like, if you have only one attack of opportunity per day, you only can do it once. If you have, like, combat reflexes, you can do it multiple times.
Okay. You said with the teamwork feat.
Which all of my allies now have.
Okay, because you're granting them...
Correct.
...the teamwork feat.
Correct.
So, basically, everybody gets the chance to do what you're saying.
Yes. Except for Ronan, because he's ranged.
And technically, Cicero wouldn't, because Cicero has no melee attack.
Okay.
Good to know, Pete. Thanks. We were all concerned about your plant.
Yeah, yes, we were.
I figured you were. I could see it in your eyes.
Yeah, I forget he exists most of the time.
So do I.
Have you been watering your plant?
It rains every day at 2.
Yeah, I don't have to because it rains every day at 2.
Okay, just checking.
Good job, Kurt. Way to bring that back. Yep.
Then that will be Jarwin's turn.
Okay, so you switch dances, basically.
Yes.
And you're kind of really trying to put the screws to me, from the sounds of it.
You don't have to worry about it. I'll keep track of all that.
Yeah, you better, because I'm not going to fucking
it's
remember
fine.
That
it's,
shit.
It's my job. Okay. It's my character.
Batty, 2. Hey, that's me.
Are you sure? We could take control if you really want to take a break.
Suddenly, they run to the river and drown themselves.
Seppuku.
That one has 40 minutes left. The other one has 39 minutes and 54 seconds left.
Thank you, Pete. Keep track of that for me, will you?
Thank you for the clarification.
It's really kind of weird because some of those guys were caught in that as it occurred. So they're like, what the what?
You want me to make it real noodly for you? Because now they're in the fog and it's dark. They have to make acrobatics checks to move at full speed.
And they can't if they're in crunchy difficult terrain, right?
They're going to gladly slow down.
Okay.
So while he's moving these, I'm going to run down to the gas station. I'll be back.
He means run.
Every time he moves a piece, we're like, ah, damn it! Who left the Legos out?
I did. I put the call trips out.
About every 10 seconds. Ow, damn it!
There actually is one enemy out of the fog coming up next to Nath. Tam. And we have a second one out of the fog.
I'm watching that little monkey.
Can they see me? Yeah, but I have I'm hidden
and in stealth
in the
score.
Tree line.
Fair point.
And they also had to double move to get there.
The one had to take 10 feet out of the fog. And then he saw. So how does that work?
Perception check.
I mean, do they have dark vision?
They do not.
So it's still...
But I'm just talking strictly movement right now. I mean, they're kind of wandering around. In the way I see it, they're wandering around in the fog.
Can they move through the difficult terrain normally?
Negative.
Okay, so if they're in the fog and it's dark, the fact that it's dark and difficult terrain basically means it's 4 times movement.
Okay.
Because they can't see because of the fog and everything.
Okay.
And then once they get out, because the hut's on fire, it should be normal vision.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I figured the way they come out of the fog, because you've got the burning hut pretty much engulfed in it, or at least a good 2/3 of it right now, right? Once they're out of the fog line, they still have movement left. They can take another movement space, right?
Well, they can complete their double move.
They can always keep moving.
Right. So that
up to their speed.
So 19 here has moved 5, 10. And should be able to have action economy to attack Tam, correct?
Hypothetically,
if necessary.
Yes. Yeah. My question was not the movement. Do they see me?
Right. It was a matter of perception. You are 10 feet away from a burning hut.
Yes, but he's also in shrubbery.
With a stealth score. That's...
Yeah, and yours in particular, was...
All of an 11.
Just to play...
I will roll a perception. Fair enough.
Just to play devil's advocate and perhaps save you from rolling a perception.
Yes.
Technically, Meta is currently not hidden. She has cast 2 spells that require verbal and somatic components.
Okay.
And has not re-stealthed.
Yeah, so technically they would know Meta is there.
They come out of the fog. They can see Meta, if that changes how you want to proceed.
Your positioning, though, is further into the growth than Tam's, but you're saying you're giving away your position because of somatic components?
Somatic and verbal.
Well, yeah, isn't the same thing?
No. Somatic is motion.
Somatic is motion, yeah. Yes. Okay.
I mean, I would say kind of the opposite, that, you know, if they roll and they do see me, they wouldn't run past Tam to go after Meta, because they would just automatically get a perception to see anybody who's hiding.
But they're also distracted by a burning hut, so there's a lot going on in,
yeah,
in the choices of what they are going to do.
I'd factor that into the perception score.
Yeah, so negative 2, 3,
I mean, 40, running 30. By Tam and they roll a 20, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I got an 11. They're probably going to see me, so...
I do have an 11 down on my sheet. I stopped recording once I heard the 5, you know. But, yeah, I should have kept that individual. I really should have. He's right on top. That's why I can't find him. All right. Wow. Did you see that, Pete?
I did.
Okay.
That was bullshit.
It was almost a natural 1, and then it rolled over.
I put just...
To a 19?
Yes.
Just enough English on that motherfucker. It went from the 1 to the 19. That gives me a total of...
More than an 11.
It's usually not how it works for you.
20.
So there was actually a good chance they wouldn't see me.
Right. So, Jason, is that fair enough?
Yeah, that's all I was asking for was a perception check, not the they automatically know where I am.
Right. Well, you know, the way I see it, just so you know, from where those two were, I mean, they know the lay of the land in their camp, and there's a fog for some reason. They don't understand that. But they know where the freaking building is. And they walk far enough along the walls. Oh, no more fog. Okay, now I can see the fire. And then, oh, shoot. With that perception, you know, they can see you at least. And I'm going to say probably with, what was it, 20 altogether? What was Meta's? It was 17.
Meta's not stealth because she took two action. She took an action. I still give it though.
You know, that was the last stealth score. You know,
Meta was 17 beforehand.
Right. Okay. So they see you two for sure.
And yes. Nath was a 5.
Yes.
He's on the other side though. They probably can't see him.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. You're 35 feet away.
Nath takes this opportunity to
exactly
go
on the other side.
On the other side. There's no fog in between you two. Sorry.
Calls us his peeing crane.
Sorry. And Jarwin was a...
28.
For some damn reason, they don't see you.
While dancing.
Exactly.
And Jarwin is in between them and Nath.
Nath sticks out so much that they can't see Jarwin.
It's that damn crane stance.
Jarwin's just going... Stop!
Are those tree limbs?
Stop or pooping!
Hands.
What are you? Why are you pooping in the middle of combat?
Now I've seen everything.
They're cannibals. Maybe they just think Nath would taste better.
No, they're actually just pleased because, you know, when somebody dies, they void their bowels. Nath's just doing it ahead of time, so they don't have to worry about, they don't have to worry about cleaning the meat.
I was gonna say it takes all the seasoning away, though.
Gross. What are they gonna do with the corn that's left over?
Pick it out.
Gross. That's it. That is why I said it, because I knew somebody was going
to
say it.
Isn't there a coffee? Isn't there a coffee that's made from some kind of animal's feces?
Cat poop. They feed cat coffee beans, and then when they poop them out, they make it into light roasted coffee.
That's disgusting.
It's called a kappa luau or something like that.
Yeah, that's why I'm not that adventurous.
That's I remember that from the movie Bucket List.
I have not seen it yet.
Where I learned it.
It's a very good movie.
I hate to use the word, but did anybody ever fact check that shit?
Yes.
So, because I know that they make certain strange beers out of various caca.
I don't want to know.
And feces.
I don't want to know.
Oh, don't worry. You can't afford them anyway.
Good.
But the coffee thing is legitimate. I looked it up. It is a specific type of feral cat in a specific area they feed coffee beans to, and then pick it out of their fecal matter to make coffee out of.
Kopi luwak.
It is not an unusual practice either. There are several coffees and other products that do very similar
things.
That's
very unusual, and I want nothing to do with it. Whether it is uncommon or not, I want nothing to do with it.
New product development. Shield Bash sponsor. Poo corn. Get
poop
yours
coffee.
Today.
Poop coffee popcorn.
The sweetest corn you'll ever taste.
Straight from the cornhole.
We'll call it poo corn because it's popcorn that's been...
Oh my
digested,
god!
Digested, but comes out whole kernel. So then you just pop it, and it's just boom, flavored.
Yeah, no pass, thanks.
The human chocolate poo corn.
Pass.
All right, let's wrap this.
That's a hard pass.
For the love of God.
From our cornhole to yours.
And this has been Shield Bash. Thank you and good night. Forever.
It was nice to have you
guys. I'm not sorry, because that was funny.
Write it down, new shirt.
New shirt?
from our cornhole to yours.
No.
Shield Bash poo corn.
No. The line must be drawn here. This far. No farther.
That was way past the line.
Next time, will we live or die? Who knows? If you're adventurous enough, come back.
Somebody's hopefully going to get hit. And I think this is actually just where I want to stop. But I know you got editing to do. I just want to make sure they get their money's worth. That's all.
Yeah, they're definitely getting what they pay for here.
Hey, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
Shield Bash is made in association with the Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at Farmageddon137.com, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevere. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.